Please don't tell me if you're not real. Let me keep feeling the way I feel. I'm bubbling over with joy supreme. And if I'm dreaming, just let me dream. Please don't wake me if I'm asleep. Just give the angel my soul to keep. I feel so happy till I could scream. And if I'm dreaming, just let me dream. Keep on doing what you're doing to me. If I'm your prisoner, don't set me free. Your red hot kisses warm me like steam. So if I'm dreaming, just let me dream. Just let me dream. Just let me dream.
Brenda May Tarpley, out of Lithonia, Georgia, better known as Brenda Lee, getting us started here on the BRC Radio Show. That's a song called If I'm Dreaming, Just Let Me Dream. Came out in 1960. It wasn't on a 45 vinyl, as far as I know. It was on an EP. Entitled Brenda Lee, but it started out on her LP called Brenda Lee in 1960. So if you're looking for that one, you can buy that LP or you can buy the EP that came out the same year. That EP was a real good one. But the LP had Sweet Nothings on it, I'm Sorry, Dynamite, Let's Jump the Broomstick. Had a lot of good stuff on there, one of her early ones there. So anyway, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we'll get right back to the music here. We've got Curtis Mayfield going to get us started, then Peaches and Herb, and then Elvis Presley going to do one. So let's go right now with Curtis Mayfield and Superfly.
Was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind slide. The aim of his role was to move a lot of blow. Ask him his dream, what does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest, it's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out and there's no happiness. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune bye-bye. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die.
When I met you,
when
must answer. My whole life through,
my whole life through,
there's just one thing.
Presley, 1959, My Wish Came True, went up to number 12. That was a two-sided hit. You flip it over and you had a number one song he had out there, A Big Hunk of Love. So, good sounds by the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Before that, Peaches and Herb, reunited, 1979, went up to number one for them. She was born Francine Hurd, H-U-R-D, and was later known as Francine Peaches Barker. He was born Herbert Femster, F-E-E-M-S-T-E-R, Femster, and he later called himself Herb Fame. So that was Peaches and Herb, 1979. Lots of hits they had. Good stuff they did. And Curtis Mayfield from 1972, Superfly, went up to number 8 on the pop charts, number 5 on the R&B charts. He was a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inducted in 1999. And this particular song, Superfly, is also into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the songs there. So, and by the way, he was the leader of the Impressions. You remember Jerry Butler and the Impressions? Well, he led the Impressions from 57 to 70. Of course, Jerry Butler was gone then. And he died in 1999. In 1990, he was paralyzed. They were getting ready to do a concert, and a sound tower fell over and paralyzed him from the chest down when it hit him. So, and then he died 9 years later, Curtis Mayfield. Okay, we got Little Anthony and Imperial is going to get us started, Tommy Wrigley, and then we're going to do Melanie. So let's do Little Anthony and the Imperials, a flip side of a hit they had. And this is the name of the song, is Two Kind of People.
Just two kinds of people in the world.
Just two kinds of people in the world. should know, 'cause I'm in love. I'm the boy who told the girl of the stars up above.
Just two kinds of people in the world. Why can't we fall in love? Just
play. Let's try to talk it over. This is where you belong. No more fussing, no more fighting. Good morning to our love. A whole lot of hugging, plenty of kissing. Just us and the sky above. Let's try to talk it over, 'cause this is where you belong. Another star. We belong together forever and ever, and never, never part. Let's try to talk it over, 'cause this is where you belong.
Melanie, 1970, a song called Lay Down, and then subtitle Candles in the Rain. It went up to number 6 on the pop charts. Background vocals done by the Edwin Hawkins Singers on that song. She was born in Queens, New York. She was born as Melanie Salka, S-A-L-K-A. And you remember a song the New Seekers did, Look What They've Done to My Song, and she wrote that song for them. So, okay, before that, Tommy Wrigley, Let's Try and Talk It Over. Didn't chart. He didn't have anything that charted, but had a lot of good songs. 1960s when this one came out. Came on the Rick label, R-I-C. And he was on the title, on the cover of this, on the label, it says Tommy Wrigley, the new king of stroll. Chuck Willis was known as the King of Stroll. He had done C.C. Rider and Betty and Dupree, which kind of had the same kind of a beat to it, and people would do a stroll dance to it, and that's where that all started. So Chuck was known as the King of Stroll, and then he died in 1958, and this is a couple years later, and Tommy has himself billed as the new King of Stroll. Little Anthony Imperials before that from 1958, a song that didn't chart, Two Kinds of People. But you flip it over and you had Tears on My Pillow. If you flip that 45 over, you got Tears on My Pillow being number 4 on the pop charts and number 2 on the R&B charts. Okay, let's see. Let's keep going. We got George Jones going to do a little country song for us. Then Jackie Wilson, Mr. Excitement. Then the Oreos. So right now, we got George Jones. And life turned her that way.
If she seems cold and bitter, I beg of you, just stop and consider all she's gone through. Don't be quick to condemn her for things she might say. Just remember, life turned her that way. She's been walked on and stepped on so many times, and I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her, she cries louder today. So don't blame her, life turned her that way. She's been walked on and stepped on so many times, and I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her, she cries harder today. So don't blame her, life turned her that way. No, don't blame her, life turned her that way.
Oh, the greatest hurt the heart will ever know is when the one you love says she can't love you anymore. The pain that you feel is too much to conceal as she slowly turns and walks towards the door. Yes, the saddest words to ever reach the heart are those cold final words just before the teardrops start. You wonder, yes you do, what's left in life
for you when the pain begins to burn in your heart. Then somewhere deep down inside you, you search to defend your pride. But all that you find deep down inside you are reflected by the tears that fill your eyes. You wanna speak, but words don't seem to flow. You wanna But then, without a sigh, she bids that last goodbye. Then she turns away and walks out the door. Has ever known. You saw me crying in the chapel, the tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. I am happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel, go to pray. I prayed the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to find peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search and you'll search, but you'll never find no troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find
sounds of Sonny Till and the Oreos. Crying in the Chapel, 1953, a song that made it to number 11 on the pop charts, but went all the way to number 1 on the R&B charts. Real nice sound by them. This group was put in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in 1995 as an early influence. So they well deserved, because a lot of people did watch them and copy some of their stuff. Group that came out of Baltimore, Maryland. Jackie Wilson before that, The Greatest Hurt, 1962, made it to number 34 on the pop charts. And Jackie's also in the Hall of Fame. Well deserved there. He was put in the Hall of Fame in 1987. That was about the, what, third year they were around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Second or third year. So, well, and before that, George Jones, Life Turned Her That Way, 1967. Didn't chart for him. Real good version of that, though. But it did chart for Mel Tillis in 1967. Went to number 11 on the country charts. And then in 1988, Ricky Van Shelton took that song all the way to number 1. Good song. Life Turned Her That Way. The Mystics going to get us started. Then Otis Redding. And then Roseanne Cash. Another little country sound there. So got the Mystics right now and a song called Hushabye.
Getting so lonely, yeah. together, it will make you my, come to me, for I'm begging. Come to me, for I'm begging. Lord, come to me and be my girl, for I love you so, yeah. Come on now, baby. Baby, ram it down. Sit I'm down on my knee. Oh, need me some water. Said I need some love just to stand right by me. Oh, you know that these arms of mine, they have been lonely, lonely so long. But I know what my heart needs.
Yes, that's Johnny Cash's daughter. 1981 is when that song came out. Went up to number 22 on the pop charts, number 1 on the country western charts. In fact, she had 24 country western hits between 1979 and 1991. Before that, Otis Redding, Come to Me, 1964. Made it to number 69 on the pop and R&B charts. Otis, born in Dawson, Georgia, unfortunately died at a very young age, age 26, after a concert, had a plane crash, and died in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, this song, Come to Me, was first done by Marv Johnson 5 years earlier, and it was Berry Gordy's first release. coming out of the Motown area. So that's a song that helped him get going there. Before that, the Mystics, Hushabye, 1959, went up to number 20 on the pop charts, group that came out of Brooklyn. This song was 1959, and in 1960, there was two guys that were part of the Mystics, and one of them was Paul Simon, and one of them was Jay Traynor, who would go on to be Jay and the Americans. So, but they weren't on this particular recording. Okay, let's see. We got a local guy here, Jerry Woodard, going to get us started, then Ray Charles, and then Johnny Adams. So let's go right now. Jerry Woodard and a song called I May Never Get to Heaven.
I walked with you and talked with you and held your loving hand. We loved a while, I lived a while, and thought that fate had it planned. Then someone stole my angel, and I lost what I loved most. I may never get to heaven, but I once came mighty close. I may never play a broken heart or spread celestial wings, walk a golden staircase while a distant chorus sings. But I once held your sweet love and felt your tender touch. I need it.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
you. Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back
no more.
baby, please.
Don't you come back.
Hello, baby. Yes, it's really me. After all the wrong I've done, I guess you're surprised to see me.
Consider Me, 1969, song that went up to number 28 on the pop charts and number 8 on the R&B charts. Born Lathan John Adams in New Orleans, Louisiana, went on to be called the Tan Canary because of his voice. You know, there's a little bit of similarity in how he and Tom Jones sing. So if you listen to it real close, a little bit the same there. I wonder if Tom ever did Reconsider Me. It seemed like he did. I have to look that up and see. Before that, Hit the Road Jack, Ray Charles, 1961, number one hit for him on both the R&B and pop charts. A song on the Rolling Stones 500 song, Most Important Songs of All Time. They list this song at number 387. And a real good sound by him. And then Jerry Woodard before that, a local singer here out of Birmingham area. I May Never Get to Heaven, 1964. It didn't chart, but it's a real good song to listen to. And Jerry's well collected around here in this area. Of course, all the people like him. And he did a lot of stuff on TV, on early morning TV, welcoming people, waking them up and welcome. He was on a show called the Country Boy Eddie Show. And he and his band would go up there and play. That came out on the Dial label, D-I-A-L. Okay, let's keep going. We've got the Fascinators, a little doo-wop sound coming up. Then our double play of the day, Bob Luman, going to do two for us. So let's go right now. And Who Do You Think You Are by the Fascinators.
Well, who do you think you are?
Nothing's right, I can't sleep tight all night long. Why must memory torture me? Why can't dreams just set me free? Well, must my world be in a whirl all night long? There was a time the sun would shine. There was a time when you were mine. But now I sing this lonely song all night long. All night long. It's just the same. I hide my face, but not from shame. Well, in my room, I see a gloom all night long. Why must memory torture me? Why can't dream just set me free? Well, must my world be in a whirl all night long?
Everybody's talking about a rockin' and a rollin', a loppin' and a hoppin', chicken and a strollin', but I'm gonna talk about you. Sweeter than honey, you. You shake me up, you buttercup. Oh, baby, I'm gonna talk about you. Everybody's talking about intercontinentals, satellites and rockets, but I'm sentimental. I'm gonna talk about you. The way I love you, soldier. Your kiss is fire, your mind is all, baby. I'm gonna shout about you. I wanna tell you, it's divine. When you're pressing your lips on mine, the way your heart gives mine a thrill, I'm gonna shout it from the highest hill. Oh, everybody's flamingo and the weather. All I want to know is, can we get together so I can talk about you? You know I love you, I do. We'll take a walk, we'll have a talk, oh baby, I'm gonna talk about you. Baby, I'm gonna talk about you. Oh, I'm gonna talk about you. I'm gonna talk about you. I'm gonna talk about you. I'm gonna talk about you.
That's Two by Bob Luman. That song there is entitled Everybody's Talking. And before that, All Night Long. Neither one of them charted, but real good sound by him. I like his stuff that he did. He had 39 country western hits between 1960 and 1978, and that first one we played there, All Night Long, 1957, the flip side of that was Red Cadillac and Black Mustache on the Imperial label, and a lot of people want to collect that record, so I hope they're turning it over because they got a good two-sider there. Bob Luman, our double play of the day, guy that came out of Black Jack, Texas. And before that, The Fascinators, Who Do You Think You Are? Song that came out in 1959, didn't chart, but real good sound by them. If you like doo-wop, that's a good one there. It came out on the Capitol label, so good stuff by them, The Fascinators. All right, let's see. We got time for one more set. Let's get Van Morrison going to get us started, then Roy Orbison, and then do a cover song by the Beach Boys. A song that Beach Boys did, and in fact, this cover song here, they are doing the backup vocals on it. But Lori Morgan, a country artist, is doing the lead vocals on Don't Worry, Baby. But you'll hear Lori Morgan and the Beach Boys backing her up. But let's go right now. We got Van Morrison and Brown Eyed Girl.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Number one.
hope you enjoyed that version they did. That's Lori Morgan and the Beach Boys doing Don't Worry Baby, an original Beach Boys song. Came out in 1996. It didn't chart on the pop charts, but you know what? It made it to number 73 on the country western charts. And now Lori Morgan was born Loretta Lynn Morgan in 1959 in Nashville. And yep, with a name like Loretta Lynn and Nashville, there is a connection there. Her daddy was George Morgan, the country western singer. So, but a good sound by her. Don't Worry Baby. Dream Baby, Roy Orbison before that, 1962, went up to number 4 on the pop charts. Dream Baby, How Long Must I Dream? Good sound by Roy the Boy. I like his stuff. And Van Morrison did a song called Brown Eyed Girl. That was his first pop hit as a solo artist. He had been, of course, with the group Them for so many years and done some other stuff along the way. But then he went solo and had hit after hit after hit. And he's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 1993. And this song here is also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's one of the songs they have. And on the Rolling Stone list of 500 most important songs of all time, it's listed as number 110. Okay, thanks for joining us. We got to get out of here. We're going to go out with our usual instrumental sound. We got Freddie King going to do one for us today called The Stumble, a song that didn't chart, but good sound by him. I think you'll recognize his style. And he was born as Frederick Christian in 1934, died in 1976, way too young. But he's also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is inducted in 2012 as an early influencer. And people did pick up on his style, born in Gilmer, Texas. Okay, thanks for joining us. And this is Freddie King and Stumble, and we're going to catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show.